Rachel had barely finished unpacking when she received a visit from the Chief of Security, Jack Waverley. The Chief was a man Rachel considered a friend, even if he did occasionally resent her involvement in investigating crimes committed on board the Coral Queen. She doubted his visit so early on boarding day would be one that came under the banner of friendship. She was right. Following the preliminary niceties and greetings, the Chief came to the point of his visit. "I have an unusual request," he said, coughing. The cough was something he always did when embarrassed or when sharing sensitive information. "I realize it's a bit of an imposition and your family are on holiday." Rachel wondered what would be coming next. Her parents were with her for a Caribbean cruise, along with her close friend, Lady Marjorie Snellthorpe. "Perhaps you should just tell me what this is all about, Chief." She was beginning to think he would never get to the point, well aware he could prevaricate at times.
Well, I'm asking on behalf of Captain Jensen, really. You see, the deputy captain has gone down with a case of laryngitis. He would normally take the Sunday ceremony. Tomorrow's service is being held in the Coral Theatre rather than the chapel, as we anticipate a large number of religious people will be attending. He coughed again before Rachel had got around to asking him what he meant by that last sentence. Although the deputy's in work as usual, no one would be able to hear him. Best type of service, if you ask me. He chuckled at his own joke.
Rachel smiled politely. I take it you're asking if my father will stand in for the deputy. Is that right?
Captain Jensen would be most grateful if he would.
I'm the next in line, but it really isn't my thing. His pleading eyes had already won her over. But she paused for a suitable length of time to increase his discomfort before answering. Let's ask. I'm sure my father won't mind, but I can't speak for him. Waverley's relief was palpable. They went to meet Rachel's parents in the adjacent suite so that the Chief could deliver the unusual request. After introductions and another round of friendly formality, Rachel encouraged Waverley to tell her father the reason for his presence. The Chief explained his predicament, much to the amusement of Rachel watching on. If he'd expected her to do it for him, he was mistaken. The only thing missing was Marjorie, who would have thoroughly enjoyed his discomfort.
I would be happy to oblige. I'm always up for a challenge, Brendan Prince answered. I will need to know if there are any special do's and don'ts so I don't offend anyone. I'll send a second officer over to brief you, as one of them generally does a reading during the service. The only thing I know for certain is that you end with the sailor's hymn. It's, tradition to do so,
Waverley coughed again.
I'm afraid I don't attend the services, but even I know that hymn.
Rachel's father nodded in understanding.
I think I can do that. I look forward to meeting the second officer you mentioned. Does he or she have a name?
Gareth Butler. I'll ask him to stop by later this evening.
Thank you.
Oh, there is one more thing. There's a party of nuns on board. I assume they'll attend. They wanted to take over the chapel for a mass, but we don't allow that.
Rachel raised her eyebrows.
I thought nuns took a vow of poverty.
Nuns, like vicars, need a break occasionally, Rachel,
her father chided.
Quite, said Waverley. I won't take up any more of your time, Mr. and Mrs. Prince, or yours, Rachel.
It was good to meet you, Chief, said Rachel's mother, Susan.
After Waverley left, Rachel asked about the sailor's hymn, and her father explained that singing it was one of the many superstitions sailors held.
Even the most hardened sailor realizes that the power of the sea is not under their control.
Rachel sat at the back of the Coral Theatre with Marjorie on her left and her mother on her right. She felt anticipation and pride as she waited for the interdenominational Sunday service to begin. Pleased her father had accepted the invitation to conduct the service. Rachel watched people of all ages and nationalities entering to join the congregation as the theatre filled up.